hello and welcome to Let's Talk Iran, providing Iranian-American perspectives on current events and policies that shape U.S.-Iran relations and affect the Iranian-American community. This program is brought to you by the National Iranian-American Council, otherwise known as NIAC. I'm Nobar Elmi, and I'll be your host. I'm here today with Rani Edry. He's an Israeli graphic designer, teacher, father, husband, and most recently, he became known worldwide as the founder of the Israel Loves Iran campaign, which later grew to become the We Love You community. The We Love You movement began on March 14th of this year when Rani uploaded a poster of him and his daughter holding an Israeli flag. The poster said, "Iranians, we will never bomb your country. We love you." Attached to the poster was also a letter that Rani penned to the people of Iran, and in it he expressed his desire to prevent war and better understand his Iranian counterparts. Within hours, the poster and letter became viral, and return messages started pouring in from Iran. The We Love You movement now has a loyal following all over the world. I think it's 63 countries total, and its presence on the web and on Facebook is growing daily, with millions having viewed its videos and heard its message. Thank you, Rani, for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for hosting me.
So I'd like to go back to the very beginning. What made you decide to write the letter to the Iranian people and place this poster online?
The fear of war. It sounds stupid, but you know, it's like in the Middle East, we have a war like any 10 years, especially in Israel. So there was this one. There is still this one coming big. So actually, I wanted to, you know, as most of the time as people, we don't have the opportunity to talk with the other side. And I just wanted to check with the other side because I don't know any Iranian. I mean, at the moment, now I know few of them. But at the moment, I really didn't knew any one of them. And the image we have of Iran here in Israel is really, it's creepy. It's only what we have in the news. And most of the images, it's Ahmadinejad, basically, with the white blouse, you know, mm-hmm. building a bomb. And that's what I know of Iran. So I just wanted to talk to the guys on the other side, just to check if, you know, the Sting songs, when he asks, when he's wishing if the Russian love their children too.
Right.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Interesting. Well, did you expect the kind of response that you received? Or did you expect any response at all? Because, you know, sometimes you can put things online and then it just gets lost in the internet sphere. So were you shocked when you started getting responses all around the world, let alone from Iran?
I'm still shocked because, you know, I'm a graphic designer, and basically that's what I do when I have something to put out of my system, to get out of my system. I'm making a poster. So we have a lot of issues, obviously, in Israel. So every week I make a poster, and I got few likes, maybe one share sometime from a good friend, and that's the end of it. And so I post it and I went to sleep, and, you know, later on in the night, I just woke up to have some water and I passed by the computer just to watch Facebook. And it was crazy. People were talking to me and I was like, what is going on? And that's how it, you know, basically that's how it started. People just start responding and sending comments and sharing the poster and sending me pictures so I can do the same post, the same with their pictures, with the same graphics. And that's how it develops to this community now.
So who are you trying to target with this movement? Are you trying to galvanize the people, or do you want to influence the policymakers, or both?
This has two targets. First, the people, because I think We as the people, we have a voice. And most of the time, I mean, in the past, when war happening, it's happening most of the time because there is no communication. When people are not talking, people start to happen. And it's happening especially when you have this fear of the enemy. You just don't know the dudes. You just call them the enemy. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have now with the Iranians. You know, Israelis, they don't know Iran, they don't talk to Iran. So I wanted to talk to them just, you know, one time before it's happening. And I also wanted to buy that, to say to the policymakers, you know, you have to take our voice under consideration, because at the end, it's our country. We put you in chair. You're working for us. Mm-hmm. And you have to take us under consideration.
You know, we've seen a lot of positive news and support for the movement. But I'm curious to know if you've come across any unexpected hurdles or pushback, or has anyone tried to silence you and your movement?
To silence me, no. But, you know, I have still a lot of, you know, people that calling me stupid and naive. And I was this morning I was on a TV show here in Israel. I think the Israelis are the more cynical about it. I mean, it's really easy to make it work in Germany, France, USA. I think Israelis are really cynical about peace because they heard about it so many times. They don't believe in it anymore. They just like, okay, it's not going to happen. We're going to go to war anyway, so stop talking about it. And especially at the beginning, I have all these comments and people calling me, you know, you're just stupid because it's counterproductive what you're doing. Instead of being ready to war, you're just like throwing the white, you know, flag or something like that. And this morning, this guy, he was just telling me the same stuff. Well, yeah, you're the naive dudes.
How do you deal with those comments? Do you just choose to move forward because you believe in the movement so much? Or do you try to talk them into your stance? I'm just curious how you typically deal with the cynics and how you keep the strength to keep going.
To me, there is really no there is no options, because I'm not that naive. You know, I've been in the army and I was in a combat unit, and I've seen war. I mean, not, you know, war, but I've seen how it looks from the ground. And this is not funny. This is not something I want for my kids, and this is not something I want to see again. So I'm okay to be naive, and I'm okay to be the dude that talks about peace when everybody's talking about war, but there is no alternative to me. This is our last chance to make something happen before it's too late.
So what's next for the We Love You movement? What are your short and long-term goals? And have you given up your teaching and graphic design career in order to, you know, dedicate your full attention to the movement?
Not yet. Because, you know, we still have to go to work. And, you know, because this is the cost of living. I have to work. And I'm not getting paid to do that, but it takes me a lot of time and dedication. But I'm okay doing it. And to me, the next phase is really to try to take it, to make it louder. So I have a few ideas. This one of because when the movement started, we didn't receive a lot of Iranian pictures. We have a lot of pictures from Iran, but you can't really see the faces of the Iranians on the pictures. And what's happening now with this new wave of posters, we are receiving hundreds of pictures of actual portrait faces of Iranians people, you know, just from Tehran, Shiraz, everywhere. And they're just saying the same message. So to me, the idea is to take these posters out of Facebook and to put them in the streets of Tel Aviv on bus stops and just advertise for peace, like it's a product. Just buy the bus stops, you know, advertising place and put Iranian faces, look at the Israelis and say to them, not ready to go to war, not ready to die in this war. That's my goal for this week. I don't know about next week.
You're a busy, very, very busy man, Ronnie. I truly applaud you for being able to manage your family life and your job with this movement that's gone global.
My wife's going to kill me at some point.
You know, and you alluded to it in your last question. I just wanted to hear a little bit more about it, the not ready to die in your war. I've seen that poster and those slogans making its rounds around Facebook and around the internet. So are you going to continue with kind of these key phrases, or is this where you think, you know, you're going to stop, is the not ready to die in your war?
I don't know. I didn't have an answer last week. If you were asking me about this one, I didn't. It just, you know, I just started it and it's happening. I don't know. It just happened. And this one also just happened. I put one poster, people start to respond, and it's happening all over again. And it's the same message, you know, Iranians, we love you and not ready to go to war or to die in your war. To me, it's the same message. It's the basic of talking to the other side. So, yeah, this one, the other one, a new one in a few weeks, anything that can get the message louder so more and more people get to see it. And because what I really want to do is to change that image of the Middle East, of people hating each other. Mm-hmm. Most of the people in the Middle East, they don't hate each other. They don't care. You know, people in Syria, in Egypt, in Iran, in Iraq, in Israel, they don't know each other and they don't care. They don't hate each other. It just, you know, it's stuff you talk about, but you don't know the people. And it's happening because you have this image that you receive from TV, from the news. And I'm working on breaking this image, on showing faces from the Middle East. So now we started with Israel and Iran, and this is good because we have a lot of Israelis and Iranians that showing their faces. And suddenly people start to realizing, these dudes from Iran, they look nice. They look just like us. I would never imagine. It's what's happening.
Well, thank you so much, Ronnie, for speaking with us. And I wish you the best of luck with the We Love You and Not Ready to Die in Your War movement.
Thank you.
For more information on Ronnie and the We Love You movement, visit them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/IsraelLovesIran. And as always, please be sure to visit us online at www.niacouncil.org.